Esav is a man of action. Esav is a man of energy. He can take initiative. He can make things happen. He can run a society. Yaakov is the learner of Torah, the teacher of Torah, the spiritual holy person. Let me give the Gashmias of Eretz Yisrael to Esav. Let Esav build cities, drain ditches, have an army, police department, fire department, run the politics and the Knesset. And that's going to be a double advantage. Because on one hand, if Yaakov were to have all those responsibilities, it would sap his energy. It would take him away from Avodas Hashem. So, Yitzchak envisions that the brachos of Hayom Hazeh, Eretz Yisrael, should be given to Esav. And Esav would use his resources in helping Yaakov. And that would be a beautiful arrangement that would work for both of them. It would give Esav a spiritual good outlet for his kochos. And it would free Yaakov of the daikas, of the worries and the anxieties of building a society. And this would be the creation of the Yisachar and Zebulun partnership. So the Birchas Avos, being B'makom Avraham, was always given to Yaakov. But it was Yitzchak's Hava Amina, meaning what he wanted to do, to give the Brachos of Eretz Yisrael to Esav, because Esav could use them for the help of Yaakov. And this is a toelis for Esav, because it gives Esav an outlet for his kochos in a good way, and it's a toelis for Yaakov, because it frees Yaakov of the demands of creating a society. Right? Creating a country is a big thing, right? You have to have all sorts of decisions. Now, let me point out that Rav Hirsch explains that at the very beginning of the parsha, when it says they have twins, and the pasuk says, "Vayigdulu hanu'arim," the young boys were raised together, and Esav became a hunter, and Yaakov became a dweller of the tent who would study Torah. Rav Hirsch says of words, I may have mentioned it before, and some people don't like this word because they say it's disrespectful to the Avos, and I have been criticized for saying it, so I always emphasize I'm quoting Rav Hirsch. This is not my words. And Rav Hirsch says, you know why Esav became a Russian? Because the Pasuk says, Vayigdulu hanu'arim, they were raised together. Yaakov and Esav were given the same type of chinuch. They were both put into the Beis HaMedrash, and they were supposed to learn 18 hours a day. Just like people like to dress their twins, I don't know if any of you are a twin or have a twin, but parents sometimes like to dress twins the same way, and they might raise them the same way, etc. But the problem is, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Chanoch Nar, every person has their derech to Hashem. Every person has their unique approach. But that's why I was just thinking today that even the phrase of off the derech is a very, very interesting phrase, because off the derech means I try to put a kid on a derech, but that's not his derech, so he goes off it. But if I put him on the right derech, he'll go on it. Now, what is the right derech? There is no right derech. Every person has a different right derech. I mean, of course, the end goal is keeping the Torah, keeping the mitzvahs. I mean, I don't mean to say, you know, there are other drachim that are good. But how is a person magia to Torah and mitzvahs? Everybody is different. We learn things differently. We process information differently. There are different parts of Yiddishkeit that awaken us and inspire us in different ways. Some people are inspired by the koach of Negina, and some are inspired by Gemilas Chesed, in which they feel tremendously connected to Hashem when they're helping other people. Others are inspired by the intellectual depth of Torah. And sometimes, you know, by trying to have a one-size-fit-all, where everybody's kind of expected to do the same thing and be the same thing. Rav Hirsch comes when you try to make an Esav like a Yaakov. Not only will Esav not be a Yaakov, he won't even be the Esav that he could have been. Esav also had kochos. Esav had abilities. Esav, Rav Hirsch says, could have been a great, great tzaddik. But the avla was, when you try to make Esav a Yaakov, he won't even become the Esav that he could have been. This is Chanoch HaMa'al. Now, in light, in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that sometimes our educational systems are like the bed in the hotels of Saddam. You know the Medrash? That Saddam had beds, and they were one size fit all. If your legs were too big, chop them off. If your legs are too short, stretch until... And of course, you stretch your leg far enough, you know, the ligaments break and snap and everything else. So he says, the chinuch system, and maybe it's unavoidable because we don't have one teacher for one student. But the chinuch system is one size fit all. You don't fit the size, you know. We're going to cut you up or stretch you out. When in fact, the reality is chanoch HaMa'al
being darker. How can we understand that in
supplementation,
the ability of the golem of the time, how were they able to have a rasha and a child?
Well,
even when Esav was in the stomach, he's already starting.
Yeah, that's correct. But you have to understand the following. Even Esav, well, first of all, the first clearly is telling us this. Even Esav was not born to be a Rasha, but Esav has a different mission in the world than Yaakov. Rav Dessler has a very important idea of Bechira, and maybe you've heard it. Rav Dessler talks about the idea called Nekudas HaBechira. Nekudas HaBechira means every person comes into the world with a mission to choose good over evil. But the point at which they make the choice may differ from person to person. For example, if a person is a drug addict to heroin, Hashem does not expect him to make the choice to be in kolo full time. His choice is be on drugs or not be on drugs, or enter a drug rehabilitation. His mission in life at that moment in time is not be a tzaddik or not. His mission in life is go to drug rehabilitation or not. And when he does that, and he does the right thing, he has fulfilled his mission in life, at least for that part of his life. Now, the Nekuda changes as you go. So, for example, let's take any one of us.